Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What up, y'all? It's Brother B and the fabulous Big Red. And
hello,
it's another
everyone.
Episode of The Menu. Hello, Blog Talk Radio World, Facebook, Instagram, web else. What up, y'all?
What's up?
Another edition of The Menu. Once again, it's I, Brother B, and fabulous, fantabulous, Big Red.
Big Red in the house.
What up? What's going on?
Sitting here chilling like a villain resting on my off day.
True. Nothing wrong with that.
Trying to keep my head together.
Perfect.
And you know that ain't easy to do. You know that ain't easy to do sometimes, but
yeah, I know. It's a mad, mad world. I think that wasn't that a movie?
Yep.
The Mad Mad World.
Yep, Mad 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 World.
Yeah, kind of kooky out there, but what up, everybody? And I hope all is well with you. And if not, we will definitely keep you in our prayers. And hope that everything works out.
Yes.
Us here at The Menu, we give a damn about everybody. And even the people that don't like us, because, you know, hey, the haters keep us on our toes. So, you know, we got to even be thankful for the haters. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But,
people hate you, you're doing something right. Must be
exactly.
Doing something right.
Exactly. And I definitely want to give a shout out once again to all our audience by geography, from the Russian Federation to the United Kingdom, United States, Canada, and France, I say thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you for just maybe listening for 1 second and then like, I don't want to listen anymore. Thank you very much. We appreciate it at The Menu because,
yes,
you know,
definitely.
It means a lot to me, Brother Pete, it means a lot that, you know, that you are kind of chiming in because, like I said, The Menu, man, it's about communication. We don't talk like we should, busy texting, emailing, you know, things are just so non-personal.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I just want to talk to you. I want you to talk to me. I want you to let's relate on a human level. Let's vibe. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about the shit other than the obvious shit, the shit that people don't talk about. Like, what's your favorite rap song? What's your favorite pudding? What is
your favorite
food? Yeah, like, you know, whatever, man. Like, you know, holler. You know what I'm saying?
Just have a conversation.
You know, exactly, because you know what? Everybody has a story. Because some people just don't want to hear. Me, I want to hear. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? it's always interesting to get someone else's perspective, someone else's opinion on things, because that's what makes us who we are, and that's human. It's like we have to, you know, we have to listen to one another. We have to relate. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't want to relate no more. Everybody's talking about hate. Everybody's so mad. Everybody's so angry. Like, yo, about what? Listen, I can understand if you had a bar, somebody spill your drink once, then somebody spill it, same person spill it twice. Then I can understand being that. Well, I can understand, you know, you were at work, and while you were at work, you were like, oh my gosh, yo, I can't wait till I get home because I got a snack cake in the fridge that I'm going to eat. And then you get home, and then the wrappers in the garbage because somebody else ate it. Now, I can understand getting mad about stuff like that.
Or getting mad man. Because they done took hot wings off the menu at your favorite restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. I feel that. I can understand being a little mad about that. But so all this other stuff, this color crap, who's better than who, race, religion, yo, just stop it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's played out. It's corny. It's corny, man.
But you know what? You're right. It is. But you know, was that
you break it up? Come on, how you gonna break up on you? How you just gonna break up when you was about to make a point? Now you gotta start all over. Rewind.
I said that you're right. It's tired of getting old. But you know what?
You're doing it again.
I'm
don't blame it on
up.
The aliens. Yeah, keep breaking up. Don't blame it on Ellen. Don't blame it on Ellen.
Hold on.
Yeah. Get your life right.
Hello?
Yeah.
You stupid. Okay, so I said, you can hear me better now?
Yes. Let's see what happens when you start making your point, though.
I said that it's getting old. It is. All this is getting old with the race and this and that and the other thing. But you know what? The powers that be are trying to keep it going.
Yeah.
They want to keep rehashing it and keep bringing it up. And, you know, with everything, the race, religion, you know, sexism, everything. They just want to keep bringing this stuff up because I guess, you know, they have nothing better to do with their time. I'm guessing that for one thing.
Well, you know what? Once again, it just boils down to a control thing. And some people prefer to have control. Certain individuals choose to have control over their situation and others. And sometimes it just can't be that way. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just can't force your hand or force other people's hand. You got to do this. You got to do this the way I tell you to do it. Sometimes it doesn't work that way. Sometimes there's another avenue to work things. I mean, this past week in the news, there's been a lot of, excuse my language, but fuckery going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's nothing but a distraction from the real issue anyway, but... Okay, so over in Virginia, you had a bunch of white males with tiki torches descending on a
But if you think
area.
About look at the name. Look at the name that they give them.
What they gave them?
What is it? White nationalists or something like that?
Listen, I don't understand where... Okay, white nationalists. All right, everybody has a label. I guess everybody got to have a label now. Anyway, whatever you label yourselves, you're an asshole. You're a bunch of assholes. Because when
exactly.
you start talking about White Lives Matter, nobody was coming after white people. Nobody was trying to talk about white lives. Nobody's out there snuffing out white lives. If anything, you're snuffing out your own fucking selves. Like, I mean, that's the shit that I don't get. Sorry if I'm being a little loose with the lip, but I'm just saying real talk. Like,
you're sitting up there trying to make a point out of a broken pencil. You know, and you ain't got a sharpener or a knife. So like, what are you really trying to do? Like, okay, white nationalists. I'm not even trying to get the description or the definition of what it is. All I know is a bunch of
we know what it is already.
White boys, white boys, and they're talking about white life. Now, because I mean, but no, I'm gonna be fair because it doesn't so much mean that they have to be racist. It doesn't mean that they have to be racist because you don't have to be a racist black person to be proud of your heritage and who you are, but that's what they will label you a racist. Like Klansmen. Listen,
mm-hmm.
I've never met one as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
But when they spew hate, okay, then you're a racist. But then you have some that are not racist. They're just like, I'm just proud of who I am as being white. Okay, I mean, I ain't got nothing wrong with that. Listen, be who you are. It's only the troublemakers who come across, you know, talking that White Lives Matter and all that other shit. Like, dude,
mm-hmm.
nobody's coming for you. But if you notice
right,
in the video.
Right, and that's my thing.
And if you notice in the video.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm just saying that's my thing. It's like, what possessed you to just say out of the blue, okay, let's do this tonight. Let's do this. It's like, to me, it's like, once again, things that happen, or all these things are happening, it's like this stuff is being, somebody must be sitting in a room somewhere, or they must be sitting in a room somewhere, and they're planning this stuff. And going out to a group of people say, you know what, tonight, we want you guys to go and do this, that, and the other, and then just go chant this and go do this. Or you know what? We're going to, you know, it's like, it feels like this stuff is being planned.
Of course.
Because
we're
really
planned.
Like, if something was happening, or somebody, just like you said, if somebody did something to you guys or something like that, then I could see you probably doing that. And there's really no excuse for doing any of that, but it's like, for what? You did that for what reason?
All right, check this out. What I find interesting is how number 45 hasn't said anything. I remember
exactly.
when the shootings happened at school. You know, everybody was prompting or waiting for Obama to say something. Everybody had this thing, oh, Obama's going to say something. Obama's got to say something. Obama needs to say something. And okay, he said something when it was time to say something. But nobody's pressing this guy to say anything.
Exactly.
But once again, before we continue, yo, what up? Once again, it's the menu. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395 is the guest calling number. Tonight's topic is ignorance and new common sense. But real quick, let's go back to what we were talking about. I looked at the video and saw nothing but white people beating up white people. And I was just laughing because I wasn't laughing because of the violence. I was just really laughing because what the hell were y'all fighting for?
Exactly.
It's like, I don't understand. It was a rally. If it was like a white rally, why are y'all fighting each other?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's why were they fighting over tiki torches? Like somebody had one spot, like somebody had the better tiki torch? Like I didn't quite get it.
Right.
Exactly.
It's like, what were you fighting for? What were you protesting? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you up because like it's just like I'm the type of person when I see things happen or I hear things, I try to like look at everything. I try to, you know, weigh it out in my head a little bit. So if
you
try to evaluate. Right, I gotta because it's like once again, what was the purpose of all this? I can see if something happened. Okay, I'm going to give an example just to play a little devil's advocate. I can see, how about this? If some young black men beat up a white boy and they was doing all of that. And there was no justice
okay,
being done. The, I can.
Okay.
You understand where I'm going with it? Like how you know?
You
understand where I'm going with it? Now, if that was happening, then I can see you out there doing all of that and protesting and White Lives Matter. But nothing was going on. Nothing like that happened. So what was the purpose of you guys doing that? And just like you said, now you're fighting and you're fighting each other for what?
Listen.
Then you have somebody drive a car and plow into all these people. What was the purpose? What are they trying to do?
Now, that was separate. Well, what that dude did, he drove into the people that were protesting the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists. That's what that was.
Okay.
He drove into them. So, and, I mean, I heard three people were killed, multiple injured, and rest in peace to those who did lose their lives. Our condolences, you know, to the families, because it was just totally senseless. I'm just like, and you, but you know what? Yo, if we gonna have real talk, oh, I wish Hot Rod was on right now. Cause yo, we gonna have real talk. Cause I'm about to throw it out there. People ain't gonna like me. Listen. Hell yeah! Once again, this talk call us 347-324-3395. Call, guest calling number. Rockin' Live with the Menu, Brother B, Big Red. All right. This is what I got from you. All you did was just show us who the real status is. That's all you did.
Mm-hmm.
Driving into a bunch of protesters, fighting with, you got tiki torches and you're out there fighting. For what? For nothing.
Exactly.
White lives matter. Nobody ever said that white lives didn't matter. Nobody ever contested that there was any issue with white. Listen, you're the only people talking about white lives. Like, who's doing something to white lives? Who's trying to destroy the white folk? Nobody trying to destroy white folk.
Exactly. Exactly.
Black people get up and say, yo, I gotta destroy some white folk today. Nigga, nobody cares. Nobody cares what y'all. Listen, we busy trying to get our own thing going on. You think you really care about what you're doing?
Exactly.
Nobody cares. We only care when it affects us. We don't care what. Listen. Look, tiki torches. What? Really? You're fighting each other? Listen, I applaud you for taking a stand and whipping each other's asses for no goddamn reason. And I'm surprised somebody didn't get set on fire. Like, to me, that was just... Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, that was the biggest distraction from the political scene that I've ever... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the media said, oh, let's focus on this, when you should really be focused on something else. We ain't even
that's
get into that
of course.
They know they're supposed to be, but you know, this makes for good, you know, crazy news. A bunch of, you know, white boys just, white lives matter. White lives matter. And then you're doing, all right, yo, Red, I'm about to put on my scuba gear. I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place.
About to go in.
I gotta ask. Now, I've seen them putting up, like, they're running around with these Nazi flags and doing, like, the Heil Hitler thing and all this and that. Yo,
mm-hmm.
You know who I haven't heard say anything? Where are the Jews in all this? Where are the Jews?
I haven't
seen any Jewish person. Come on. I haven't seen no... What's his name? Bernie, the one that was running for president.
Sanders.
Yeah, I haven't seen him or anybody, any other Jew. Listen, I ain't got nothing against Jewish people. But I'm just saying, where are you?
Yeah, exactly. You're right about that.
Where are you?
You know what? And I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't even think about that either. But you're right, exactly. Because you know they've been on that Holocaust thing. Oh, my goodness.
And
okay.
They're all the, and they waving Nazi flags and all of this. To me, their silence lets me know all that shit that they did is some bullshit. It's all game.
That's what I'm saying.
You're just trying to distract people from really what's really going on.
Exactly.
And it's stupid. And it's sad that three people had to lose their lives and other people had to be injured because of all of this bamboozlement. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
You're going to plow. You're going to drive your car into a bunch of protesters.
Yeah, like really?
Like, you can call them. That dude was supposed to be some neo-Nazi cat. Okay, once again, a lot of people is quiet on this. Number 45 is quiet on this. I don't hear him saying anything.
Yeah.
This could be some potential race war about to pop off, and this dude is sitting back.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I mean by something don't feel right with the whole thing, because why is it that a president of the United States is quiet and your citizens are fighting amongst each other and killing amongst each other like that? And mind you, once again, I'm going to say it out there, if it was black people, okay, I could see him not saying nothing if it was us doing it, but these are your people. Your people are doing it.
Exactly.
This is the one that you spewed all that venom that you were spewing through this whole all the election and everything, and these are the ones that were listening to you. These are the ones that said, "Oh, he said make America great again. Hot damn, let's go out there and make America great again." These are your peeps, and you still ain't saying nothing. Something ain't right to me. Something is definitely not right. The whole thing don't feel right to me. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry. Nah, it don't feel right. I'm sorry. That was me. It don't feel right to me either.
Yeah, like the whole thing just don't. It's just not. Hello? You hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
It just don't sit right with me. It's just like I said. It's just like it just came out the once again. If something happened where they went, they was going out and saying all of this and marching and all this, if something happened, I could see you doing that. See, when I'm going to say, when the Black Lives Matter, when we were, you know, when people were chanting that and protesting and stuff like that, that's because something happened.
Yeah.
That's because something actually happened. Now, you guys just say, oh, you know, you just woke up that morning and said, oh, let's go to Home Depot, get tiki torches, and we go, no, right? Who, nobody, listen, no, uh-uh, something ain't right. Something ain't right.
Right, if you was really gangster, you'd have just got some t-shirts and wrapped it around a tree and lit it on, threw some kerosene on, lit it on fire and did your own damn thing, but they you know, they didn't want to destroy anything. See, and then, all right, now, so check it out. So, I see people, you know, posting Facebook, because, yes, we are on Facebook, you know, the menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL, on Facebook. Yeah, I saw a lot of people posting these little memes about how with them there was no riot gear, but with us there's riot gear. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If I may. The cops already know what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
The chief, they already know what all that was about. They ain't coming out with no riot gear because there wasn't going to be any riot. Yeah, they went to Home Depot, and Home Depot probably, you know, got a serious, you know, amount of money off of that. But they went to Home Depot and some advertisement, and got tiki torches. So, I mean, if I was a cop, I'd sit back and be like, so they went to Home Depot and got teeth. Nothing serious is going on. No cars are going to be flipped over. Nothing, you know, no property destruction. None of that's going to go down. None of that's going to happen. They got tiki for
right.
It's obviously right. Like this was some, because if you're really going to protest, you're not investing money. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to really just go out there and spend money on tiki torches. You're just going to go arts and crafts and, like I said, get a t-shirt, put some oil on it or something, and put it on a tree branch and carry it and, like, yeah, But no,
exactly.
They organized and said, let's go to Home Depot. All right, Josh, you're going to Home Depot, and you're going to pick up like 50 tiki torches. And and Mitch, you're going to go here, and you're going to pick up the oil that we need for the tiki torches. And who's grabbing snacks? Who's grabbing snacks? Okay, you grab snacks. Okay, good. Yeah, this is...
Because afterwards,
you know,
we're
going to
be hungry and we're going to be thirsty.
Yeah. And after that, we're going to meet up at Joe's Pub and we're going to drink, you know, successful night. Yeah, wipe out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and mind you, what Arthur started college students at that?
Yeah, exactly.
So they probably told their black friends, we're going to apologize for today because, you know, tomorrow we're going to wild out. So it doesn't mean that I don't like you, but I have to defend my whiteness, the white power.
Right. It's like not only that, but then college students, like, what is your college going to say about this? Probably nothing, but I'm just saying.
Nothing at all.
I guess because mom and dad done invested all their money. Or they got investments in that college, rather.
Oh, yeah, they invested in tiki torches.
But anyway, there was no reason for the cops to go out there and do anything because they know nothing was going to happen. Now, when it comes down to black protests, yeah, listen, everybody get nervous when it comes down to black protests. Because, you know, they want to paint us as unpredictable and savage and this, that, and the third. But I will say thank you, white nationalists and neo-Nazis, because you clearly showed your savagery over the past couple of days. Like, you really showed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we as black people, we go out and do some things. But you cats, you do it on a big scale. Like, let me applaud you cats. You really just put on a show for the world.
Yes, they did.
I commend you from the fighting to the that whole clown. Like, I don't understand, man.
Yeah, they like, make themselves look like dummy jackasses.
Yeah, and really, I just don't understand. Not like I would ever try to be in the mindset of someone who would drive a car into a group of people. But then again, we have someone in power, number 45, who would actually get in front of a news camera and condone police violence.
But you know what's running?
I mean, it's what it is. What it is.
Right, but you know what's so funny? They won't see, you know, like the media and people won't see it as, oh, they're making fools of themselves. It's like they're not going to be portrayed that way. But if it was us, that's how it would be portrayed. It would be portrayed. Oh, look at them. They're doing this and that. It would with that happen. It's like, oh, they're expressing themselves. Oh, they're expressing their rights to be who they are. Wow, really?
This is true. But then you got to look at it like it's funny. It's really funny because my whole thing is I just can't get over the fact that once again, like they were fighting each other, and I'm like, fighting for what? What are you fighting each other for? If you're all there for the same goddamn thing, what are you fighting each other for?
Exactly.
So somebody's confused.
Because he said, because this one said, Hi Hitler, and the other one said, Hail Hitler.
I don't get it. Because he said hi, and he said hail. And like I said, the silence from a lot of so-called political figures and certain ethnic groups, I just find very, very interesting. But it just says to me that it's a ruse. And everybody continue about your daily lives because that right there is bullshit.
Yep, exactly.
That's what I said. That's what I said to me. Because all them same people that were out doing their little tiki torching and everything else, they all went back. They all going to school tomorrow and back to business.
Oh, yeah. They went back to class and they're good.
Yeah, sadly, these people that
And that's going to be the end of that.
did. But sadly, three people that lost their lives will not be going back to business. And,
you know, yep, exactly.
Rest in peace to those that
didn't lose their sense.
Lives. But over nonsense, over sheer nonsense and hatred. So that's what I'm saying. So, I find it interesting how we've been labeled savage, we've been labeled aggressive, we've been labeled violent for so many years. But you turn on the TV, who's the ones mad? Who are the ones angry? Who are the ones doing violence for no reason? Unexplained violence.
Right, exactly. Unexplained violence.
I was watching a video, and there was this one dude who was walking around with a camera, and he was like, oh, bro, oh, my gosh, what's going on over here? He said, oh, yeah, did you see that? Yeah, I punched that dude in the face. And I'm like, they were proud of what they were doing. They were proud of, like, fighting each other. And, they were really trying to show off, like, yeah, I punched that dude in the face, and he tried to hit me, and this other guy had a knife. He tried to step, so I grabbed him, so he wouldn't stab anybody else. And I'm like, wow. That dude.
Oh, my God.
Either he's trying to become an X-Men, or he's about to join the Justice League. I don't know.
oh, God.
I don't understand. I'm not really trying to understand anymore what happened on that video. But. Big Red.
Yes.
Topic tonight.
Yes. Yes. I don't know. Hello? Okay. Hello? What happened? Hello? Uh-oh. Where did you go? Hello?
Where did you go? The B. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, I tipped the damn button. Damn button. All right, topic tonight. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. So, topic tonight, ignorance is the new common sense. Set it off for me.
I just don't understand how people could be so ignorant and think that it's normal. Like, doing things and thinking that it's normal. Like, where does that come from? Where did it come from? I don't understand where it came from. Like, how do you do things and you don't think that, you don't think that somebody's going to look at you, and it's like, you know, it's like people do things and then then they look at you like you're the person that's wrong, but it's like what you're doing is not making any sense. Like, I don't get where, you know, I don't understand where that type of thinking is coming from.
Well, I see it like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, you got to, once again, you got to be in a certain mindset to actually, I'm sorry, but you just have to be stupid. You just have to be of a certain conscious level. You just have to be somebody who's not concerned or caring about anybody else. You have to be self-absorbed. You have to be a few things in order to be that type of person who just seems to really think that your way is the way and that's that. I mean,
But how did we get to that point?
How did we get to that point?
Yeah.
Just look at all the years of someone trying to control. See, it's like this. It's like you keep giving the person, you have a kid, and you turn around and you keep giving your kid tuna fish. Give your kid tuna fish. Since they was 5 years old. Tuna fish. And for the past 3 years, until the kid turned 8, you said there's nothing better to eat in this world than tuna fish. And one day, they turn around and they take something else other than tunicles. They eat something else other than tunicles. And then they're like, oh my God. Like, you lied to me. You lied to me and told me that there's nothing better than tuna fish. And I tasted something better than tuna fish.
Right, okay.
So then you start to look at the person, but at the same time, the person remains in their ignorance of, like, tuna fish is superior. It's the best thing to eat. Whatever you tasted, it's processed. This, that is not good for you. But that other person is like, wow, I just did something different. I just tasted something.
Right.
I tasted something different. I'm doing something different now, and it tastes good. It feels good. So they're gonna want more. So it's like it's an awakening from, I would say, a controlled way of thinking.
Right. Okay. But then why?
But,
okay. So then once that happens, then why is it that people, like a person, will tell you that you're wrong or, oh, no, that's not the way you're supposed to, you know, think about it. Or no, tuna fish is good, and that's what you're supposed to eat, and that's it. It's like, no, you can't keep having that same thinking. You know, you can't keep having that same type of thinking. It has to change somehow. Or just like you said, you awaken or your eyes get open to certain things. Then you're like, oh, okay. Now I see something different. But then when you introduce that to the person, then it's like they get angry or they get mad or they want to tell you, oh, no, you're wrong. Oh, no, that's not how it's supposed to go.
Well, because most people just think, like, they don't want to believe anything other than what they know.
I don't know how people...
That's the whole thing. They don't want to believe anything other than what they know.
Right.
They just want to They want to stay... Some people want to stay in the dream. Let's go back to the state. Let's go back to the Matrix. Well, homeboy knew that the steak was fake. He knew the steak was fake, but he just rather have kept eating the fake ass steak.
Yeah.
So, that, I mean, what can you say? What can you do?
Get conditioned.
Yeah, they're conditioned to keep doing the same damn crap that they've been doing for the longest. And like I said, ignorance is, people aren't really born with ignorance. It's a trained thing. Like, people have to train you to become ignorant. Like, it's a learned behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. That's definitely a learned behavior. I just can't rock with that. I can't sit down and... you know, rock with somebody that's constantly, you know, they have that type of thinking and they don't want to, you know, use their brain or don't want to think out. You could say think outside of the box. There's other ways of thinking than just that little, you know, circle or square that you're thinking.
Yeah. Like, all right. And I'm okay. Finish what you're saying. Yeah.
No, that's it. I'm just saying, you know, basically what it is. Like,
all right, cause yo, I gotta definitely speak on something. So, look at the ignorance that people are really trying to make sense of with the Colin Kaepernick thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really trying to tell me that you're basically going to destroy this man's career because he chose to sit down, he chose to take a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance. First of all, and I was just looking up on Facebook, I just want to give a shout out to James Harrison from Pittsburgh Steelers.
you're a fucking asshole. Shut your mouth. Anyway,
shut your mouth.
Yeah, I don't care how big or tough you are. Shut your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because as a black man, for you to sit there and talk shit like nothing has ever been done to you or your kind. Listen, I don't approve of the house Negro stuff. I don't approve of that. And all house Negroes need to be put on a rocket ship and sent somewhere far, far away.
Yeah, that planet
because
that they found.
Yeah, yeah, whatever planet that they found. Like
whatever planet
that is. Once they get there, they should blow it up. because to me, like that whole house Negro thing is not a thing of opinion. It's to me, it's you're basically you're willing to sell yourself short, but sell who you are, your lineage, out short. No one else is selling short their lineage. Jews are proud of being Jews. Indians are proud of being Indians. Koreans, Asians, everybody, they're all proud. Spanish proud. Everybody's proud of their stuff except for us. And we don't support us when it comes to certain things. But this is the ignorance. So Colin Kaepernick, he takes a knee because during the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay.
And that happened like a year and a half ago, and they still on that?
Exactly. Why? Because he made a statement opposite to how the powers that be feel. They felt disrespected. But in other words, I mean, real talk, nigga, stay in your place. No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in his place.
That's exactly what they might as well have said.
He stepped out. Yeah. He said no. Why? Because he spoke on something that's an issue.
Wait, and not only that. Wait, let's talk about the other part. Not that he's not only black, but he's white also. Like, isn't he?
Yeah.
So they figure.
Yeah.
They figure.
He was adopted.
Right, but I'm just saying they figure. You're part of us. You shouldn't be speaking for them. So, you know, that's how they look at it.
Well, yeah, they look at it like that, but at the same time, like, he said something and he didn't stop saying something. It's like, all right, I come into your house and you tell me, oh, you can sit anywhere, but just don't sit there because I just got that clean. I just got that chair clean and it needs to dry. Okay, I turn around and sit in that chair. And you're like, oh, didn't I ask you not to sit in that chair? And you're like, oh, but why not? Well, I told you, I just got the chair clean. Well, yeah, but the chair felt dry to me, so, you know, I sat on it. And, everything was all right. See, that's the whole thing. You're not getting it. See, to them, Colin Kaepernick wasn't getting it. Because they was like, oh, maybe this is just a little phase that he's going through, yada, yada, yada. But then he kept talking. He kept saying, well, yeah, I took a knee because, like, there's a lot of police violence going on, a lot of aggression against black people.
A lot of things
and
going
on.
No one
is saying anything. So all of a sudden, somebody was like, all right, listen, you stop doing this and we'll do it. No, I'm not going to stop doing it. All right, well, then we got to shit on you.
Make an example out of him.
Yeah, we got to make an example out of you. Now, I don't expect anyone else to follow suit. Because you know what? It's to the individual's discretion. Some people are just like, you know, I'm not trying to lose my daughter. And they're not trying to lose the superficial. This guy took a stand for something in the face of ignorance. He spit in the face of ignorance and said, yo, something has to be said. Because no one can sit here and say that the whole situation with Trayvon Martin, like, there was justice. If anybody, once again, call in numbers 347-324-3395, this is Brother B, you rock with the menu,
in my opinion, is not the same as Big Red's, but Big Red is rocking with me too. But I will say that anybody to sit there to think that Mike Brown, or Trayvon Martin, or Philando Castile, or some of these other atrocities, these murders, because that's what they were murders. If you want to try and just find you an asshole, and you need to get on that rocket ship, go fly yourself to another planet too. Because what happened to Trayvon Martin was a prime example of what we want to do. The legal system doesn't work for us.
Exactly.
The justice system, apparently, it doesn't work for us at all.
And I don't understand how they keep justifying. I don't understand. No, I do understand how they keep justifying. But it's like, why do you keep trying? Why do you keep justifying killing someone? Because just like you said, they are murders. You're killing people. This is not something that this young man or this person or that, like, they did something. They're not. They didn't do anything. They didn't pull a weapon out on you. They didn't. But that's the thing. Once the trial starts and everything, it's always their word against that person. But guess what? That person can't talk because you know what? They're dead.
Exactly.
So they can't say anything. They can't defend themselves because they're dead. So this is the once again ignorance. How is that common to me? Well, how is that common sense? Nobody's using any common sense here.
But what's even more ignorant, Red, is this. So, he takes a stand to say something about police violence, or just what's been going on in general. And now they want to label him anti-police, anti-this, anti-that. No. This is, once again, it goes back to that ignorance thing, which they try to make it common sense. Just because I have a problem with white people who have white, let's say white male. We're going to say white people because there was a female cop that killed a black man, earlier this year? I have a problem with white people, certain types of white people, in a uniform that have the job of a police officer that are going out there and killing unarmed black men. Unarmed black people, I should say. And then walking away scot-free like it's nothing. I didn't say I had a problem with police. I don't have a problem with police at all. But you know what? An ignorant person is just going to just forget everything that I said about I don't have any problem with police, and they're going to apply their feelings first. Oh, yeah, you're a cop. You're a cop. I'm not a cop. Never have been. Never will be. I may have my opinions about some of the individuals in a uniform that do dumb shit. Yes, I do. But I have no problem with law enforcement at all. But it seems like these individuals that have these jobs as police officers have a problem with us as black people.
Right, exactly.
Listen, if you're scared,
and they're not
you're scared.
Saying, and it's almost every black person they have a problem with.
Well, yeah, because I mean the Anton Sterling. You had the man on the floor. The video shows you he was on the floor. Hands on the floor, and then you're pumping two shots into they will pump more than two shots into him, actually, and just let him bleed out. Didn't call for EMS and any none of that.
Exactly.
George Zimmerman was told stop pursuing Trayvon Martin, but yet he went and did it anyway.
But he did it anyway.
You know
Absolutely.
What? That black African, the African gentleman that shot the white woman. I noticed that story just came and went.
Oh, yeah.
That story just did. That story just came and went.
You heard about it for 3 days.
Yeah.
And
3 days, and then they would make, oh, she's jealous. She takes care of kittens and puppies and dogs and all.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, you don't hear that no more.
Yeah, man. I wonder what happened with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder what happened with that story.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah. I mean, I just find it amazing that it just came and went. It was like, you know what I'm saying, like one of those farts that you know, just sneak up on you, boom, and come hit you in the nose and just go. Like, yeah, like, what happened?
Exactly. Like, yeah, like, this is what I mean by, I don't understand, this is what I mean by, the, you know, like, nothing's making sense anymore. It's like, it you know, people, listen, I see why people be sitting on the train talking to themselves and all kinds of stuff, because it's just like nothing's making sense anymore. Like, things that are happening are not making sense anymore.
Well, you
and
know
it's
what
like,
does
are people
make sense?
Just dumb, is are people just ignorant or it's just, you know, like, I don't understand. I really don't.
Well, that's
I'm trying
ignorance.
To, but I can't.
But that's the thing. Ignorance is making sense now. Ignorance
yes.
makes sense. And that's what's sad.
Yep.
Ignorance runs the show. It's
definitely
not about your
sad.
Truths. It's not about your truths. It's not about what's real. It's not about what you, you know, what it's not about facts anymore. It's about what somebody believes, and this is what it is. Because you can't sit here and tell me, out of all things that we've seen on video, I mean, because, you know, everybody just video every stuff on their phones. You can't really sit here and tell me. I mean, because when you see it, facts are the facts. But people are trying to say, oh, well, what you see is not what you actually saw. To a degree,
yeah,
I could believe that.
It's a damn illusion or something.
I mean, to a degree, to a degree, I could believe that. But if we look at, it's a damn shame when you can just randomly pick, you know, these cases. I just come off the head with stuff because it's just been so much that's happened. Eric Garner.
Right.
Dude in Staten Island. Cop used a legal chokehold. Now, if we didn't see what we saw in the video, why did they go after the person that took the video?
Exactly.
Like, we're not stupid. You may think we're dumb, but we're not stupid.
But how about this? Let's go even further. Let's go back 2 years ago. Let's go back to Rodney King. And that was
more
definitely.
Than 2 years ago.
Huh?
You said 2 or 10 years.
No. I just said let's go back. No, I just said let's go back years ago with Rodney King.
Well.
And nobody had video, like, nobody had camera phones. This was a video. Somebody had a video recorder and recorded it. And look what happened. Now, you know, he just got beat. But, I mean, you know, he just got beat up. But that, you know, it doesn't make it any better. But I'm just saying.
He got more than beat up. He got his ass. He got more than beat up.
He got
his
ass.
He was like, we're going to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, but see, at least he was able to walk away from it. These people are not able to walk away. That's why I said it's like a plan. It's like they figure, oh, Rodney King, they just beat him up. They just, you know, whipped his ass. Oh, he was able to walk away from that and still tell his story. Oh, no, this time now, we're not gonna let these people walk away and tell their story. Because now it's really going to be our word against theirs, because you know what? They can't speak for themselves no more.
Which is true. But you also got we also got to look at it like this. Like, once again, our lives mean nothing unless you're throwing a football or a basketball or something, or, you know, some type of sport. Unless you're making money for them, your life is no good. That's just what it is, man. Your life is just doesn't mean anything. It never did mean anything. I mean, nope. Come on. It's funny how this has been going on for years.
Yep.
And ignorance has always been the key factor in all of this. Some people just refuse to accept certain things. So, okay. If you have a problem with me being here, can you accept the fact that your forefathers brought us over here? Could you accept that fact? You brought us over here to enslave us, to build this country for you, because you didn't want to do it. Because, you know, I've got to a point in a stage in my life where I'm like, listen, I know you don't want me here, and I really, listen, I don't care. I don't, I got to do what I got to do. And my agenda has nothing to do with you. You want to keep doing what you're doing?
Yep.
Play on, player. Just leave me the fuck alone. I ain't got nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
Exactly.
I don't care. I don't really care. Because at this point, I don't even, sometimes I just wonder, like, why are people mad? Why are people mad? Nobody should be mad at Colin Kaepernick for doing what he did. But let alone as a black man playing football or a black athlete, you ain't nothing but a damn pawn anyway. So you shouldn't be opening up your mouth saying something, because how many cats in the NFL got away with murder, sexual abuse, domestic violence, but you ain't saying nothing about them. So until you say something about them, shut your dumb ass up. And what's the name, dude's name again, Pittsburgh Steelers? James Harrison? He's an asshole. Mm-hmm. I hope somebody send him a message. He's an asshole. Such a dumbass mouth. Because unless you got comments on the other people, like the Ray Rice's and other cats that got caught up doing things, unless you got something to say about them in the media, shut your mouth up and stop talking about this dude who sacrificed himself to make a statement. Because you know what? I forgot. James Harrison, it probably is your son or your daughter that got shot or got beat up by somebody, so you don't really care.
And that's the thing, they're making it seem like, just like you said, it's like, okay, it's all right for someone, you know, Ray Rice or whoever, to beat the hell out of his wife or smack her down and do this, and it's all right for this one that killed this one and this one, but he didn't do any of those things, and all he's doing is standing up for something that he thinks feels is right, and y'all making it seem like he's doing something wrong.
You know what I used to have
Once
a problem
again.
With?
That common sense factor. Mm-hmm.
I had a problem, a big problem, with number 45 and his stance on veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I used to want to join the military years ago. But when I went to recruit, I got shut down because I have asthma. Mm-hmm. Else I would have been... Marines, I'd have been all up in them. But I guess the Most High had other plans. So, I respect our veterans. I don't always like what they're sent out there to do because of somebody else's bullshit, but I respect our veterans. I respect our soldiers. I respect all our servicemen and women that are living, and also those that have made the ultimate sacrifice of what they believe. So when you run on a platform and you're disrespecting veterans, I can't hear you. Because I know people that used to be in the military. I can't hear you, man. I really don't believe you exist anymore. I don't even know why you talk at the time. Because how could you disrespect people that sacrificed their life for you to be here? For you to be in that suit and for you to be in that goddamn position? How do you do that?
Right.
Straight been disrespecting the veterans. And I just don't I don't get it. But the thing is, when you can disrespect somebody that makes that sacrifice or that's out to help you, then that means you just don't give a damn about anybody.
Yep.
But that's a lot of the stuff that certain people don't see. Because I don't see how you can be a patriot and then ride the coattails of someone who has no respect for veterans whatsoever. How could you call yourself a patriot?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. But once again, it's the ignorance. You keep going back to the ignorance.
That's what I find, Sunshine. It all leads back the same damn way. It's all about the ignorance, man. And for the life of me, I'll never understand why. I'll never get it.
Me neither.
Matter of fact, let's see. I should have had this already set up already. So, okay. Let's go with it. The definition of ignorant: lacking knowledge or awareness in general, uneducated or unsophisticated. Lacking knowledge or awareness in general, uneducated or unsophisticated. That's the definition of ignorance.
Ignorant.
Which, ignorant. Basically, it's the same as ignorance, same thing.
Okay.
With that being said, you have a lot of people that choose to not educate themselves when it comes down to other people and other people's situations. Therefore, you're ignorant. You can't speak on something that you really don't know. You can't speak on something like, I can't speak on war when I've never been in it.
Right.
I can't talk about how tough something was if I've never experienced it myself. But you have people that do. And that's ignorant. You have a lot of people lacking knowledge because they choose not to pursue the proper knowledge in certain situations. But not all knowledgeable things are the same. Not all things that are knowledgeable are the same. Not all knowledge is the same.
That's right.
Now, awareness in general. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are just not aware. They don't want to be aware of things. So They rather live in the bubble. Hey, you know what? I'm good with that. Just keep that shit over there. The reason why we do the menu is because through communication, we can educate ourselves on things that we didn't know anything about. There are people that call in that say stuff that, wow, I didn't know, but that's through communication, effective communication. If I may lack knowledge in a subject, somebody may come across and bring up something and bring me up to speed. And I'm like, okay, cool. Or there may be something going on that I'm not aware of, and somebody brings me up to speed again. So, with that being said, ignorance is bliss. There's a lot of people who do not want to be. There's a lot of people that don't want to educate themselves. A lot of people that refuse to attain the knowledge that it really takes to actually see things the right way. And a lot of people prefer not to be aware.
That's because they don't want to be.
Part, yeah. Now, the unsophisticated part, that's whatever. But, yeah, of course, a lot of people don't want to be aware. Because, once again, they're all concerned. They're always concerned about what's going on with them and how their feelings and what's going on with what they're doing.
But how about this?
How about people that want to know better, but they're afraid? Like, they're afraid to venture into something or look into something more. Like, they're afraid to, because of maybe how they're going to be looked at by other people or those people that think a certain way. Like, okay, for instance, if you look at, like, a child that the family is always talking about a certain race of people or a certain, ethnicity. You know, they talk about them and they, speak about them a certain way and say, oh, they're this and they're that. But if that child goes to school or if that child, you know, and I'll say like an older kid, like not somebody that's real young, but maybe a little older kid, maybe junior high school, and they may see that person and they're friends with that same person that their family was talking about. Or they heard certain things that, you know, about them from, you know, other family members or whoever. But they're like, okay, this is my friend. I want to be friends with this person. I don't see this person that way. But then they treat that person a certain way because of what they've heard, and they don't want the family or whoever to treat like isolate them or treat them a certain way, huh?
They don't want to be isolated because off the fact that they're not doing. In other words, they're fronting for the crowd.
Right. Exactly. So. You know, I think that there's a lot of people out there that don't want to be ignorant, but they are afraid they're afraid to gain some type of knowledge or to I think they're afraid. And I think that's what it really boils down to. I think it's more fear than it is not of them just being ignorant and not know. I think it's more fear.
Well, my thing is this, if you break down, it's, all right.
So let's take it another route. Okay, the definition of fear, an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or threat. So with that being said, let me say it again. Definition of fear, an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief. An unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or threat. So I'm not going to live. Listen, why should I live with an unpleasant emotion?
Right.
If you choose to live in fear, hey, that's on you. I freed myself from a lot of things a long time ago. Because you know what? At the start and the end of the day, what does it really mean? If you're free to stand up for what you believe in, then, hey, that's on you.
Yeah.
Because if you're really concerned about what people think about you, then you would be concerned about how people see you as a coward. Because you refuse to step out of that box of fear and educate yourself on things that you are ignorant about.
Right.
But once again, go ahead. But once again, ignorance. Ignorance is easy. You don't have to work. You don't have to do anything extra. Ignorance is about laziness.
Right. And that's one thing, like,
And if you look at the founders of this country, I'm not building this. You get somebody else to build it for me. Lazy. Ignorant. It's just what it is.
But that's what I'm saying. Right. The fear, I think that's what it, you know, what it boils down to now with people. I think it's that, you know, it's the fear of losing things. It's the fear of, okay, just like, for instance, a lot of these, like these rappers now, like these young, you know, I had a conversation at work with people at where my coworkers this weekend. We were talking about that, and we have like we have a couple of young people that work at the job, and they're, you know, these millennials, what do they call them, millennials, whatever. And you know, basically, we were basically saying the same thing. It's like a coworker of mine at my job. He was like, you know, he said, you know, you young people are scared now. He said that's the problem. He said when we were growing up, we weren't, our entertainers weren't scared to speak out against injustice or things that were happening to us or happening to other people. We weren't scared. But you millennials, these young, you know, these ones coming out now, they don't speak on anything, and they don't want to speak on it because they're scared, oh, I'm not going to have my record deal no more. Oh, this one is going to X me out of this. Oh, I'm not going to have money no more. Like, that's the problem. It's like I think it's like a fear.
But what
I'm not saying that they don't. I'm not saying that they don't want to. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But I know. I'm not saying that they may not want to speak up, but they're not going to because of fear of how they're going to be judged.
Well, listen, and that's just, this may be true, but this is what happens when you got little MFs that don't have a politician or a ground to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they're scared because they ain't never had nothing. So then you give them something so they're afraid to lose it. So as much as they talk junk in their songs about they was having money before this, and they was doing, if they really had money and they was really bosses before that, they wouldn't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Real bosses and gamblers, they gamble every day, but they're not afraid to lose because eventually they know they're gonna recoup, they're gonna get that
mm-hmm.
back. But these yep. cats stay in fear because they don't want to lose anything because they ain't never had none.
Nope.
30, 50, or 4, you're on the
air with the men. What up? Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
It's hello.
The King of Kings. The High Rod.
What wrong?
All right. All I want to say is, white power. White power. I'm the white power.
Of course.
God, come on. Well, talk about fear. The only time I have fear is when I'm at the bar and I ask for my bill to see what the damage of how many drinks I had.
Yeah,
that, I'm good.
I get it. Yeah,
you
know. I get that type of fear.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think about that dude from the Pittsburgh Steelers with the statement he made?
Oh, to be honest, I've been out of touch. So I don't know what's going on. What was the statement?
Apparently, he said something about if anybody is sitting during anybody on his team sitting during the national anthem, they better be in a wheelchair. Now I just saw it. Now I got to do some background checking on that. But
wow. For one, you got me on a statement. I don't know what to say about this anymore. It was I'm real tired of this because. On our show, we talk about Kaepernick all the time. How a man that really did not do anything is very powerful. Like a year later, we still talk about this subject. It's like, okay, people are now upset that the other night white people walking around with picky torches or whatever, screaming stuff. For a man that if people sit down for a national anthem, everybody go buck wild. Like, where is our priority? Is the fear that the white people are afraid that black people or minorities sticking together to stand up? Are they afraid that this one me will make a statement that everybody will start doing it?
Hello?
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, where is our priorities overall? You know, it's like, if you do something peaceful, you're a bad person. But if Brother B or Nile or Big Red go out and kill some white people, we're like heroes or something. Like,
it's like it's like damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you do something mm-hmm. good, it's a problem. You do something bad, it's a problem or whatever.
It's like,
it don't make no sense.
Is the Nazis and the white supremacists with the march because they have freedom of speech, no problem. Do we like it? No. But in the end, you have your rights. Same thing as if you want to sit down during the national anthem, that is your given right. So what's the big deal? It's just mind-boggling overall. Like, I don't know what to say. You know. Besides drink and be merry and have sex, that's the only thing I could say.
Yeah, I hear like that.
But it seems like people are afraid to do that. Fear, I think because everybody's too sensitive now, that's where the fear part come in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm afraid to speak up towards my boys. Like, quick personal job-related story. Two people was let go at my job for basically speaking up for themselves against injustice for management. But the way they see it is, if these people start speaking up for themselves, what about everybody else? If everybody else speak, management will have a problem, right? So what would they do? They let them go. Two ladies speaking up for themselves. So like, damn, once again, damn if it's who, damn if it don't. If I speak up, I get in trouble. If I don't speak up, I'd be like,
then you're miserable.
Like crap.
Yeah,
exactly.
You get treated and you're miserable. Exactly. And I feel that's how it is with him. It's like he probably felt like, damn, if I don't say something, I'm going to be sitting here miserable. It's like it's in your nature if you it's in your nature. If you're a type of person that's outspoken, it's in your nature to speak out. You try to use it a certain way or you try not to offend people or just not be mean about it. But it's just like it was probably eating him up inside like, damn, I have to do something.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, are people too sensitive today? Yes. And I think that's another problem. But that's like a whole 2-hour topic for another night. But besides that, it's like, wow. What can you do overall? Be miserable or stick up for yourself? Because you're always trying to tell people, speak the truth, tell like it is. But when you do, you have no support from other people.
Look
at Kaepernick. Look at other people. Technically speaking, he's supposed to get support from other people, but he's not. From our brothers and sisters. We always speak to one another. We need to support each other. But when it comes down to the green, the color of green, I don't know Big Red and Brother B. I've never seen them before. That's their business. Let them speak. I'm here for the money. And that's where the problem lies. Because the money does. Like someone said on a sports show, if all the black players protested and did not play for one game, you will see action take place.
Right.
You will see the owners give Kaepernick millions of dollars and a job right away. But once again, players have fear. But listen, I need to put food on the table. You make millions of dollars.
Because some of them are supporting their whole family off of that one check.
Guys, you need to buy all that mansions, the boats, the cars, but you cannot sacrifice one day, one paycheck, a few thousand dollars to make a statement.
Nah.
Once again, I don't know what to say anymore. I'm like, I'm done, you know. I really have a couple of shots at this call in the night, you know. But it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It really pisses me off overall.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Because you get sick of trying to make sense. Like I said, you get sick of trying to make sense out of it.
So, like, when
you
want
that once again.
Go ahead.
Once again, ignorance. This is the new common sense.
Yeah.
Common sense? If common sense was so common, I would buy it for everybody right now. I would sacrifice a day paycheck and buy it for people. You know, common sense, like, when you're walking on the streets, you don't look on your phone, texting, or social media. When people get hit by a car, most of the time, they took it on their phone. Why? What is so important on your phone?
I don't know what it is, and because I work in the city, and these people, when I'm coming back from lunch and I'm walking towards my building, you know how many people that almost walk right into me because they're on their phone looking down and not even
And they look at
attention.
You like you're in the way.
Yeah, like you, exactly, absolutely.
That's the ignorance.
I see people when coming up the train station stop at the staircase, but that's when they get their signal to look at their phones. I'm like, you're blocking me walking up the stairs, going down the stairs to look at your phone.
Right, you couldn't wait until you get upstairs to look on your phone. You can wait until you go upstairs, actually. And
I
Nobody cares anymore, man. Like, people are just so caught up in their own stuff. It's like, I don't care about you. It's all about me.
Well, you know what? I understand that to a certain degree.
Everything I need to do is about me, huh?
Mm-hmm. I understand that to a certain degree, but if you want to get respect back, you have to give respect.
Oh no! People don't know. They don't believe that. They believe that respect is just supposed to be given. Like they don't believe. Certain people don't believe in earning. This generation, well, nowadays, they don't believe in earning respect. Respect is just to be given. But see, the problem is, it's just like you apply for a position at your job. You know you're qualified for it. You're next in line, but then somebody brings in their nephew.
He didn't earn that shit.
You just given that shit because you're a family member, or you got that position because you're an ass kisser. See, that's the whole thing. It's not about earning anything anymore.
I truly believe
that Trump was right. He's making America great again. He's bringing it back to the old selfish-ass values, discriminatory and deceitful ways, same way that they built this place. This is what he's just bringing out of everybody.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah. And it takes one man to open everybody's eyes about this. And like I told Sean Black earlier today, do not be surprised, sadly to say, with everything that's going on, well, he's going for re-election. If he does go for it, if he wins again, do not be surprised.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He'll probably win re-election. Because, you know
why?
What I'm saying?
We don't know.
People are good with that. People, listen, once again, why have somebody who's working in the interest of the country when they'd rather have somebody that's working in the best interest of themselves? And when I say themselves, it's not just him, but it's just as a whole. Because, once again, I haven't heard number 45 say anything about what's going on. Any other president would have got up and said, all right, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, y'all need to chill with this. It's out of control now. But this dude is sitting back laughing, probably playing golf or playing with himself or grabbing a pussy or something. Like
it. Right. And he could be in New York tonight. He could go to his own place tonight. So the city's on lockdown.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
And
we're paying
$300,000 for his security a day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
$300,000. Yep. And you figure that money could go to school, to homeless, to something common sense.
No.
Yeah. But this is what we're waiting the money for.
Of course. It's not about right. It's about wrong. Everything has become backwards now.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
like I said,
well,
guess what?
Nobody sees anything wrong with it.
So what was the problem with Obama then? That's the thing I don't understand.
He was morally correct. He gave a damn. You know that saying, thank God sin is last?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was a black man that was morally correct. He went against the stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
So
he wasn't a savage.
So he was a stereotype.
He wasn't shucking and jiving.
He wasn't eating a watermelon or drinking Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't doing anything ethnic, you know. He wasn't doing a drive-by or something like that, or, you know.
He had a party at the White House.
Yeah. He wasn't frying chicken on the lawn. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
He didn't.
And curl activator.
He didn't.
So basically, Obama had class.
And that was the problem.
We're not supposed to. We're not supposed to. Because we're savages. We're violent.
Yep.
We're aggressive. We're not supposed to have class.
Nope. Well,
he showed something different.
That's why I gave you that video a couple nights ago of all those kids in the store wilding out. you know, making a mess over the scene.
I couldn't even watch that whole video.
But that's what white people, most people love to see, to prove their point that we are savages, that we don't know how to control ourselves. God forbid if we went to school trying to make an education and get a PhD in something. We're not going to hear about that.
Why do you think after we left school, because we're basically all in the same age bracket, why do you think after we left school, it seems like the curriculum started to change? Things started to change in the educational system.
Yeah.
It had to change. Because the last thing, because it's like, yo, I think we're putting out people who are actually, we can't continue to educate them on the BS, because they're becoming too hip, they become too smart to it. So we got to switch it up and do something else. Because one time years ago, America used to have, people used to come over here for their education.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're getting better education going across seas someplace else.
China got better education than us. China.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep. But
absolutely.
Why? Because here, they'd rather you be a drone. That's why there's two cartoon movies that I will always love. WALL-E and the B-Movie.
Oh, B-Movie?
Those two right there, they break down how they want you to be in society. And how society will actually look in the future if we keep doing what we're doing.
Yep.
B-Movie and WALL-E, two great cartoon movies. You got to watch these cartoon movies, and they definitely be putting subliminals up there.
Yeah, I like WALL-E.
WALL-E!
I don't remember. I was too drunk to watch WALL-E, so I don't remember most of it.
He was too drunk?
Yeah.
You're
so crazy.
This is the part where you plug in. What's going on for tomorrow night's show?
Well, for tomorrow night, right here on Blog Talk Radio at 10:30, is like a continuation of Common Sense from your show. We're going to talk about the hot water challenge, which I found it extremely
disturbing.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is that? Oh, my God.
Well, the hot water challenge, because these young people are very bored. Like, one lady died in Florida trying to drink. She got dared from her cousin to drink boiling hot water. And don't forget that.
You got to be kidding me.
And don't forget that incident in the Bronx where the girl that...
Oh, the young girl. Yeah.
But once again, why you want to throw boiling hot water onto someone? Where's the common sense is that? And now she's suicidal, and the mother of the child was ready to kill her. It's like all this drama.
I would too.
I told people all the time, you mess with my kids, something will happen.
I'm trying to understand all these years of water being hot. You don't jump in a hot shower. You don't touch a hot stove. But you're going to be a dumbass and you're going to throw back some hot water.
What's the common sense?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, we got a minute left. I'm kind of stuck on stupid right now, the hot water.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up. You can't.
You sure can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Big Red. Thanks, Hot Rod, calling in. Tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. Absolute Truth Blog Talk Radio. Sean Black, Hot Rod, Anitra B, and Gate Dog.
Another
episode of Menu in the Can. I'm sorry, but now I got to go rest my brain.
No problem. Next weekend, I'm going to take the Big Red Challenge. Okay, how about that?
Right. Well, it's better than throwing some damn hot water on
you. I'm trying to tell you.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
All right.
Later.
All right, good night.
All right, man.
Guys,
all right,
good night, guys.
Peace.
Later.
All right.